Fellas, y'all riffing about. Hang them like they did in the South. Dead with your in your mouth. Now what this is about? Was niggas sleeping? Like I won't slip in your house.
Come on,
and put my in your till you get home. I lamp like a part of your couch. Dad, sit on me. That's when I'ma squeeze 50 pretty swiftly. Till them coppers come and get me. Try to tell us cowards is real. Acting like I can't get through that slow-man shit. I'm a veteran. I take levers and firms. Safe cracker. Move from New York to Jersey. Still send kites with birds. Nothing's heard. Feds wanna tap my words. Take vehicles off curves. Tools off her. Jewels off all you nerves. You swerve. I splurge with all y'all riches. Coming to junk. Blind all y'all
bitches.
Give respect. Cause respect is due. Keep frontin'. And I'ma put the tech.
Are back, and I guess we'll do a little raging. Are we raging, Mike? Let's rage.
Killing in the name of
Yeah, that, there's a story for this. There's a story.
Forces are the same that burn crosses. Some of those that work forces are the same that burn crosses. Some of those that work forces are the same that burn crosses. Some of those that work forces draw the same that burn crosses.
That's right. I just cut it. You there, V?
All right. Yeah.
Gotta cut it, because we don't need any commie bull stuff around here.
Well, you know what? It's funny that you bring up rage, because something I actually read several months ago was that something that was supposed to have happened, you know, when this pandemic hit, something that was supposed to happen, Rage Against the Machine was supposed to have gotten back together for a reunion tour.
Yeah.
So that never happened.
No, I thought it was a $600 a ticket in the nosebleeds, probably, what, $1,200 in the...
Okay, seat. So is that why you're bringing them up?
No, what I'm really bringing up is... Yes, that, oh, they're capitalist garbage, capitalist scum, yet somehow they wear, you know, what's his name, Cuba, they wear Castro outfits, talk about how awesome socialism and communism is, and yet if you want to see them at a concert, you will pay hundreds of dollars, because I'm sure they're just putting that right back into the proletariat, whatever. They're garbage, man. They're garbage. The reason I played them is because most people probably haven't seen this, because I watch stupid Reddit way too much. There was a radio station in Seattle, I believe, and they were like soft rock, and they fired a couple of morning DJs, which, by the way, diversity hires, it looks like. It looked like a Persian woman and like a Hispanic guy, I think. But they fired their morning DJs, and then the rest of the DJs just took over the station and just played Rage Against the Machine, that track, this track. They played that track apparently for just hours and hours, maybe even like 2 days straight. And people would call in, and they would do like the DJ thing where they're like, "We're taking requests. What's your request?" And they'd be like, "Can you please stop playing Killing in the Name by..." And they'd be like, "Sure, we sure can." And they would just be like... right back into it. So they played it on loop, and it was clean. So apparently it's the clean... I can't just keep playing it, because, yes, he Zach De La Roca is just too edgy. You know, he's got to throw in like the two or three cuss words per track just because that's what a real, you know, Cuban communist does. And I'm just like, go to Cuba, dude. I get it. You want to go to Cuba? I'm sorry. I don't
You're
think of.
To remind him to do his thing, whatever he said.
Oh.
Countdown or a story or something.
Oh, wait.
He told you to remind him to do something.
Oh, no. I was supposed to remind you about our. We were going to go over the. Well, I went through too many subjects before we ended the hour, so I was going to go back in time and start with cotton picking first and then move back through Mom's Gotta Go to Work, and then, you covered a good few things. Cheers to Sherry from Kansas. Glad she called in.
Yes.
I was telling you off air that those are our old school RBN bass, you know what I mean? And here she is. She took the time out to call in, say hi. Hope she's still listening. Maybe she went to bed. I don't know. It's late. What are you going to do? Tell people again, just in case we got some new listeners, that you're up in Poland at, what is it, 6:06? Or is it 5:06?
No, I got to get up at 4 just to be ready.
Yeah.
You know, I have a ritual. I got to take my medication. I've got to.
And you got your crushed
right now,
wisdom teeth. Jeez, Louise.
I've got to. I gotta grab the Q-tips, put the ointment on my gums.
Good Lord. Got that Novocaine? Got some Novocaine?
I get some good stuff.
He's got the good stuff.
So, so that's 4 in the morning. And it's really weird because at the elevation, the latitude that I'm at, yeah. You know, I actually, you know, circled the globe. You know, I'm like above.
Yeah,
I'm like where the top of Canada would be.
Yeah, you're
so
like the.
I'm disorientated. Yeah. There's the sun doesn't go down.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, you're at.
It's like twilight at like
you're
10 p.m.
North,
sun comes back at 3.
Yeah, you're north. You're at 50 degrees latitude. That's like, let's go to the maps. Let's go to the maps. You're south of Warsaw. Or, you know, are you south of Krakow?
I'm east of Warsaw.
Yeah. So are you right by Belarus? Is that right?
I'm close by. It's Broslov.
Yeah, Broslov. Where is that? Let me see.
It's spelled weird. It's W-R-O.
Yeah.
C-L-A-W. It looks like Warclaw.
I'm looking. Oh wait. You're not like right by the border. I see.
Pretty close.
Vladivka. I see that. That's like right by Belarus and Ukraine. I gotta find your city.
Well, and so there's like literally. There's no nighttime now, so I'm like, it gets like you know, like twilight at 10 p.m. and it's twilight till about 3 a.m. The sun comes up at 3 a.m.
I don't think people understand that Poland, the UK, Belarus, Moscow, that hundreds of miles north of the U.S. Canadian border. I mean, hundreds of miles. You're not just like right there, like Maine. People think of Maine as like being, you know, as far north as it gets, but Maine's not really that far north. You know, North Dakota, Montana, Washington, pretty much north of that. But Poland, Germany, UK, Ireland, even north of France, way, way more north. Like Texas is on line with like Morocco. You know what I mean? Like just to give people an idea, like. Texas, I think the Oklahoma panhandle is like the Portugal line, like South Portugal, you know, if you really want to, pretty close. Like the Straits of Gibraltar pretty much cut through like North Carolina or something. very far north. Well, so yeah.
I tell you what, I just do not. In the summertime here, it's just
it's light all day. You don't get any, there is no there. Oh wait, I see. Is it a lot of lava?
The only thing I enjoy here are the girls. Oh, booty shorts. And it's not the booty shorts, the skanky ones that we have in America. These are the 1980s booty shorts.
Yeah. Yeah, they're like 4 inches down, almost like legit for the 70s or 80s, like gym shorts, 70s gym shorts.
Well, actually, they do have the little V cut on the sides to mm-hmm. where there's just a little meat can come out, but it's not like the heart shape cut in America where it's half your butt cheeks is out. No, there's just a little tiny little bit of meat comes out. So
I'll say this may give me a little trouble. We were, we're driving around and these chicks are wearing these like wind shorts. We used to call them wind shorts, right? And they're flapping around, but they're like an inch below the genitalia. Yeah, if the wind blew just right and they were in stride, you probably could see some X-rated visuals.
Yeah.
Back in the day, that was like, if you were a speed walker, you might be wearing those in competition. Oh, dude, Reb, I got to say, Reb calls in and he's like, you went to Bergstrom? You knew Bergstrom, the PX? And I'm like, yeah, dude. Because he's real into the whole Texas thing. I still can't. I can't find your little town, dude. It's too hard to find.
It looks like I said. It's Braslov.
Yeah, Braslov. Dude, Braslov is a. I thought that was a. That was a major town.
It is. It is. For some reason, I don't know how you're missing it.
All I'm seeing is like
east of Warsaw.
Lublin. Lublin.
It's east, south of Warsaw.
Yeah.
So it's spelled, but you'll never if you have the pronunciation in your mind,
no,
the word in itself is not going to stick out in your head. It's spelled like Warclaw, W R O C L A W, Warclaw.
That's what I'm looking for. Oh wait, no. Let me just type it in.
Well, anyways, yeah. So. Yeah,
Bratislava.
No, it's definitely not pronounced that way.
No.
But anyhow, yeah. So you're telling me about okay. So what cotton experience do you have?
First of all, both of my grandparents, all four grandparents definitely grew up picking cotton, in Texas.
Really?
It was Czech people. My dad had the whole stories. I think my mom, she grew up in they had moved on from that into the contracting work. So they were doing construction, taking bids for the government work, that kind of thing, her uncles, her dad. But my dad, my mom's husband, he was still picking cotton. They were planting and picking their own cotton in Central Texas in the whatever 50s, 60s. And then they came, the recruiters came into town. They wanted to play baseball. And instead instead of baseball, they got recruited by the Army and went to Vietnam. So that was my dad's unfortunate circumstance. But, he used to talk about like just picking cotton all day, going to sleep, and my grandma had my dad's twin brother died after he came back from Vietnam with, I think, Agent Orange poisoning. He had the brain cancer, so of course he was the good one, I guess. So my grandma would tell us stories about, your Uncle Robert. He'd pick cotton all day, and then he'd go to sleep, and then in the morning, we'd say, hey, you gotta put your new shirt on because your shirt's covered in cotton. You know, it's kind of like the same with wheat. You know, you're covered in these things that they'll just poke the hell out of you, right? And she was like, oh, he would turn his shirt inside out and go back to work. And I'm like, that sounds like the worst thing ever. You know, your shirt's covered in pokey things. You know, cotton will cut the living out of you, dude. Like, we go to like reunions or weddings or something out at, you know, Granger or Taylor, you know, way out in the boonies in Texas. And you know, there would be like a big field and they'd be like, oh, that's, you know, so-and-so cousin so-and-so's field or, you know, whatever family that we know. And you'd go walk around in there and they'd be like, God, don't touch any of this stuff. You know, you're gonna end up cut to hell because it's like corn. You know, you can't. I love when I watch these movies and people go running through cornfields and I'm like, yeah, you go running through a cornfield, you know, with 5-6 foot tall corn stalks, you can go about 20 feet in and you're going to come right the back out because you're going to have razor cuts. You can't even see them until like the next day. You're just going to be covered in slices.
Yeah.
And cotton's the worst, man. Those cotton bowls, oh my God.
I'm going to tell you, I stopped running through vegetation myself.
Real quick, my dad would be like, there's certain plants you can, you know, go to the bathroom in the field and wipe yourself with. Oh. And he's like, do not wipe yourself with that. It looks soft and fuzzy. Yeah. And then you're gonna have
problems. No, underneath this, it's like bulbous, like pricky stuff underneath it. Yeah. No, I mean, I will never run through vegetation ever again. I was a very mischievous person at this particular time. You know, I'm out hanging with some friends. You may have even heard of this. What area was it? There was an area, just new development, you know, up, I don't want to say as far as Georgetown, but it was off I-35 and headed towards Round Rock, that area. It was a new development area. There was a new hospital being built. And some friends and I, we were just trying to have some fun before we went into the army, because we were going in together. And, you know, we had two giant jugs of frickin' wine, right? We drank those things. And next thing, you know, we're just, I don't know, one of my friends decides to pick off one of the fire extinguishers and shoot the fire extinguisher. Uh-oh. Oh, wow, that was fun. Oh, well, yeah, well, let me try that. Yeah, next thing you know, because, again, the building wasn't finished. It just had all the floors
put insulation.
In, the elevator shafts. Yeah, a little bit of the insulation, but it had all the stairs. And every single fire extinguisher was strapped into place where it would normally be. We went from the top floor to the bottom and emptied them all out. You could say we started seeing security lights flashing everywhere. But we couldn't see where anybody actually was because it was a cloud of smoke. Whatever fire extinguisher puts out. The flame retardant smog reached up into the air as far as you can see and as far out as you can see. I'm talking like a couple miles. So, just running away from these guys. I remember is I'm running and I slowly get pulled down to the ground. It was like hands were grabbing me and pulling me down. I could not fight the force of it for anything. And then once I'm on the ground, I realized what happened is trying to get back up. Oh, man. I'm in a patch of cactus.
Huh. Oh, that's another thing, man. Mesquites, prickly pears. All over Texas.
Yeah, that's the thing about Texas. The we, yeah, cacti everywhere. Yeah. Yeah. You know who your friends are. You really know who your friends are when you end
yeah,
up...
when they're picking...
when they're picking the needles out of your butt.
Yeah.
Because you can't see anything. I had two of my best friends. I'm bent over the bathroom sink, and they're having a time laughing, but they're cleaning me up. They're picking everything out of my behind.
Yeah, that's the real deal, man. I mean, in Texas, you could be in a pine forest. Next thing you know, there's always cacti everywhere. Then you're in like a sand plain. Then mesquite trees. Oh, I loved running around barefoot, and you get those like 2-inch mesquite thorns just right in the foot, like all the way into the heel, or straight in the toe, or right in the middle of your instep.
You know, it's been so long, I forgot what they call those things. Look like little seeds, but they're spiky all the way around. Those burrs, I don't know.
Oh, God. Like nettles or something. I don't know. Yeah, there's these little, Oh, those little bastards. They look like coronavirus.
Yeah. Those things.
You're in like a, you could be in a beautiful, pristine St. Augustine yard, but it's been infested with the weed that grows these little spiky things, and you go running, next thing you know, just like 12 little bastards just jammed all over your foot. God forbid you like fall down, like if you trip and fall and just they're just like stuck. But seriously, the foot's
Texas
the worst.
Texas is the spikiest place I've ever been.
The foot's the worst, because the foot, they're just like jammed in there, and you try to pull them out, it's kind of like a bee. You know, you try to pull it out, and it breaks off, and then they stick in there. You know, anywhere else, you know, it might hurt, but you can just kind of pick them off. But once you get them in your foot, you have to sit down, pull your foot up, you know, look at the bottom, really carefully pull it out. And then, of course, there's always that little, you know, that little blood, and it stings. It stings for, like, 2 days, probably.
Well, let me ask you, did you ever have the speargrass fights?
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, speargrass fights were, that was all day, every day, whenever we could find it. You know, you find that, you wait till they get nice and dry, because then you can just, like, throw a whole bunch of them just right in someone's back, and they walk around for half the day with...
like a porcupine.
Yeah, speargrass just sticking out.
Texas has to be the most prickliest place I ever lived. Just prickly dangers everywhere. Well, yeah, it's just I definitely can say that I miss it, though, especially going to the PX and all that stuff. Yeah, man, I mean, life, you know, is a little bit different. My dad made me push the cart too, I'm like Rain Man to this day because of him. I can guess how much the cost is of everything in the cart within $1 to $2. He wanted me to learn. You know, whenever you go out and you have to budget. You know, bring your calculator. You know, okay, brought the calculator the first time. Second time, I forgot the calculator. Dad, I can do this. And, like, he literally would not go to the PX without me, because I can literally just tell him when we get up to the register how much it's going to cost.
Yeah, Rain Man in it.
I can do that to this day. I even do it here in Poland. I've converted currency in my brain.
I'll give people any old school RBN listeners remembers Bob Chapman, international forecaster. International forecaster is still around, but it was Bob Chapman. That was the Tuesday Stattmiller show for years, and he would be like, "People just can't estimate or forgot the there was a word he used. It was how you just take an average of everything and kind of add it up."
Yeah.
And He was real big on how no one can do that anymore, and it's one of the easiest things you can do to exercise your mind is just say, you know, round it one way or another.
Yeah, because you know you're gonna go over, and then you're gonna go under, and then at the end of the whole trip, you've got the average in your head subconsciously. Is can you pick that out of your subconscious and actualize it as a real number? So yeah.
Yeah, because when you only have so many dollars, when mom only got $200, and you go to the store, and you spend an hour and a half, and you buy all kinds of stuff, you might want to know if you're gonna need an extra few dollars, or you never wanted to go and have to put stuff back. Especially if it was your like Lucky Charms or whatever. It's like, really don't want to have to.
Well, especially when it's something cold. You got that cold item.
Oh boy. And you're ice creams.
Make people mad. Yeah.
the frozen, as much as we can talk poorly about TV dinners, you wanted your TV dinner every now and then, especially, like a Lean Cuisine or something. Those were treats. Those were special treats when it was going to take too long to get food, and you're just like, I would like a meal in 5 minutes. Never expect a TV
dinner or Lean Cuisine person, but you put a Lunchable in front of me, sure.
Oh, boy.
Quick snack.
Lunchables, those were special times. I mean, my mom took care of us, but we always wanted those. We wanted those little snacks, and she'd be like, "Nah, I've got something else for you. You're gonna have to wait 10, 15, 20, 30 minutes, but you're gonna get something better." But also, I just wanted like the Lunchable. Like, what's the big deal? My friends got Lunchables. My friends got Lunchables at school. Why can't I have a Lunchable? It's like, because we're not paying $2. We're not paying the $2 for your Lunchable.
Well, see, the time restraint, that's the only reason why I got the Lunchables. There's just no time to make a lunch, and then the lunch at school is too much. So, yeah, guess what? You get a Lunchable. Yeah. Killing oh, man.
Filling in the name.
And the state of Austin now, I can just... Oh, my goodness. I bet everything is starting to shut down now. In the name of Biden.
Yeah, killing in the name of Biden. It's terrible. I think I touched on this. I think Austin is on its way down as far as a liberal bastion, because I go on Reddit and everybody's like, "Oh boy, all my friends that are in real estate, they're saying, oh, everybody's they're getting out of the contracts. They don't want to come here. They're like, oh no, I can't come here since Roe v. Wade got overturned." And it's like, well, that's probably some pretty smart people. They actually know that if Roe v. Wade's overturned, Texas is probably going to be like, yeah, y'all, we're not doing that free for all abortion stuff. But big whoop, dude. Austin's over here saying, screw the state. They can sue us. We're gonna keep going with abortions and all the little liberal, big time corporations are saying, yeah, we're gonna pay for you to go to another state and get your care. It's like, wow.
That's what got me into Austin. I originally lived in Lubbock. My mom's company said, "Hey, pick out a house.
Yeah.
You're coming with us."
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, it's what's for dinner here in Texas is, would you like to come to Austin and be liberal as hell in the middle of a conservative state, and we got your back, and then apparently the police don't pull anybody over anymore, which I'm seeing as far as Austin goes, but.
Oh,
you
want to
take a break? You want to take a break?
Yeah, let's take a break. I gotta get some drinks. Very right. Thirsty.
There you go.
We'll be right back, guys.
Echo. I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
You know that nothing beats a storable food stockpile for readiness. But there are two problems with storable food. It's expensive, and eventually, it runs out. Then what? What happens to you or your family when there's not enough food to go around? In a true survival scenario, you need a renewable food source. That's why Seed Armory has developed a survival-grade seed vault that can produce over $25,000 worth of crops from just one kit. Unlike other seed vaults, we don't inflate our seed counts with fillers. All our seeds are 100% heirloom and non-GMO. Not a green thumb? Don't worry. We've written an easy-to-follow guide to guarantee your success from planting to harvest. For a limited time, we're offering an additional 10% off your order when you enter the code RBN at checkout. Go to seedarmory.com. That's seedarmory.com. Don't wait. Like everything else, seeds are in short supply.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We are living in a banana republic. I'm Peter Serafied with today's Liberty Minute. Kenneth Harrelson is a disabled American veteran who has been in a D.C. jail for 476 days without a trial. The Speedy Trial Act of 1974 states that an indictment must happen within 30 days and a trial must commence within 70 days of the indictment. I say again, Kenneth Harrelson has been in jail for 476 days without a trial. If that isn't bad enough, his wife just received notice that the VA is canceling Kenneth's benefits, both compensation and medical, at the urging of the Biden Justice Department. Law requires he lose his benefits if convicted of subversive activity. Harrelson fought for American justice, but is being denied his liberty by the Justice Department. Stand up, people, or you might be next. Until tomorrow, Sivis Pashem. Parabellum.
Oh, we got a brand new request. Rage Against the Machine. Killing in the Name. That's right, folks. Call in with your requests. Only Rage. Only Rage, Killing of the Name. Yeah, we're your favorite soft rock station. 91.1 FM on your dial all over the country. Yeah. We only play one song here, folks.
It's Rage, Sweet Forza. No anger management class here, guys.
That's right, this is anger, whatever you want. Yeah. They fired our morning DJs and we're pissed off now. Yes.
Hey, we do have a couple of calls. I don't want to hog the show. I think we've done enough.
Yeah.
I think we've done enough damage.
You know, I can say these liberals are losing their freaking minds. I definitely want to talk more about that. But
wait. Yes, we do have calls. No, let's do that. Let's do that for 30 seconds. Here's my 20-second rant on liberals. I don't know what the hell happened. You know, Republicans were just the war party. I don't know when this suddenly became that the Democrats were. Well, I know it was Obama. His CIA amazing point of view just. took everyone all the way to the left, and I guess he's still our president. And that's all I got to say. I would take Bush Jr. over Biden and Obama.
You know, I had that thought the other day too. It's like, man, I thought it was bad when Bush was in office.
Yeah, you thought it was bad.
Thought it was bad. Even though he's the evil maniacal maniac that invaded Iran. You see that mess up?
You might have to fill me on that.
I was remembering Clinton
versus Trump. I think, you know, similar. But Bush and Iran?
Iraq. I think
Iraq. Iraq. Yeah, yeah. Obviously, desert storm.
He was making a speech at somewhere, I don't know, quite recently. I don't know, some college or some convention, something like that. And he kept talking. He was talking about Putin. And he was like, you know, something like, listen, you know, we're not some evil maniacal maniac invading Iraq. Yeah. And then he was like, Ukraine.
I mean, fool me. Ukraine. Fool me once. Ukraine. Fool me twice. Desert Storm.
But the funny part is, he's like, after he corrected himself, he said, Ukraine. he chuckles and said, Iraq. Knowing that he put himself in that position as the evil maniacal maniac that invaded Iraq.
Just a stooge, man. Just a stooge. And I'm like, I remember when he was running for governor of Texas, and people were like, it's George Bush versus like some guy. And I was like, this is funny. I was at the Jewish fraternity, the Sammy House. I don't remember there. It's something, Sigma Alpha Kappa or something like that. The Sam House, whatever. And these kids, they were fine either way, but they were like, oh man, it's, you know, George Bush versus so-and-so. And I'm like, it's gonna be Bush, guys. Oh, he was running. It was when he was going for president versus Kerry, dude.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and I was like, it's definitely Bush, kids. Like, and they're like, oh yeah, whatever. Let's go hit the keg. And I'm like, well, okay, but just FYI, it's Texas time, but it ain't gonna be good. You know, that's one thing people don't get. It's like when your team wins, but they suck or they cheat. You know.
Yeah, the referee's making bad calls.
You're like, God bless. And he's like, I didn't, you know, the backlash. The backlash.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, man. Okay, I know, guys. These guys probably PO'd at us, but let's get to the phone lines. We got Vancouver, line 3. James, is that you, James? Hi. Hey, how's it going, brother?
Broklav, right?
Broklav.
Yeah, it used to be Breslav.
Yeah, it used to be Breslav. Yeah. It's Proklav. It's
Proklav. You gotta the W is a V, and then you gotta roll the R.
Yeah.
Proklav.
I still can't find it.
See, listen.
Well, no, I don't know, but they call it Breslav now. Breslav.
Yeah, yeah, okay, well, close enough. All the expats are there, right?
The Ukrainians? Yeah.
No. I'm talking about all the foreigners, such as yourself. They hang out at that place.
I don't know why. I think they would actually be in Warsaw if any place to be the capital.
But they're not. They're not. According to the stats I see here on the computer, most of the expats are in the Proklav, aka Breslav. World War II. They signed it over. It was a German city.
It used to be the capital. It was intended to be the capital of the new Reich Empire. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So, what was I going to say? I had something else to say, and I forgot because I've been listening to you guys. Oh, yeah, yeah. You know, you got to play that song. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. Revolution, brother, will be live. know what I mean?
Exactly. Oh, man. Yeah.
No, that's, yeah. I grew up with H. Rap Brown. You remember H. Rap Brown? Remember Rap Brown?
No.
Oh, man, you got to look him up. H. Rap Brown.
Okay.
He would say, violence is as American as cherry pie.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I'll, but anyway, thank you.
Never heard that saying.
Yeah. So, yeah, there it is. There it is. I think that's it there.
You will not be able to stay home, brother.
Right. Right.
You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised.
Right.
It will not be televised. Yep. I definitely know that. Feel that. Oh, thank you for that suggestion, my friend. You got anything else going on? Right.
No. Well, I'll let you go. The other night I wasn't hanging up to be mean, but what happens is that some guys get talking, right? And then you kind of embarrassed, but you're just there in line, and then you say, well, you know, and there's another guy talking and so on and so forth, and you say, well, you know, and then you don't have time to make your point. So you see what I'm saying? It wasn't like I was doing
it on purpose.
Oh, man,
you're good, man. You're good. You didn't do anything wrong.
Okay, I just, we're cool, man. You know what I mean? We're cool.
All right. That's what I like to hear.
All right, take it easy. All right.
All right, thank you, brother.
Talk to you later. Bye now. Ciao.
All right. And next up, we got, who's this, Reb? Colorado, line one. Go ahead. Reb, did you drop off?
No, that's my fault. Here he is.
There yes, he is. Yeah, it's still Reb. You hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
Still Reb. Still
okay.
Reb. Bubba
I
Scout,
was shouting
Reb.
Out to the Secretary of Defense Office for Bubba Scout Reb and get that troops here today. Yesterday. Yeah, that was like old home week where he was talking about being at Bergstrom and everything. I mentioned that to Mike, and I didn't live in that city, but I went through there. Last time was the 80s. It ain't the same. It was a one-horse town in the early 60s. You could roll down State Street. I never went on UT campus, but that was before that tower shooting. Look up what month that was in 66. You were talking about that tower shooting on UT. And Bubba knows more about that downtown area and from the 90s, but it probably ain't nothing like that in the 90s and everything. Oh, I remember 1972 in America, and who won the national championship? Darryl Royal and UT. You remember that? Anybody remember that? UT, 1972, national champs? No?
Nah.
Okay. That's old home week, but we're in Badlands now over in Queer Laredo, and it sucks. And we got to bring in troops and knock the hell out of them because that's what we're hanging on for. We're the vultures, and we got team jerseys now. We do. You'll see it maybe. And they put us on display or something. You'll see our Littleton Athletics. That's what we got. We're sponsored by Littleton High School. athletic director got our shirts, so we got that. We got a cheerleader shirt, too. She's going to wear that. But it's not like the Vulture. Well, it's not like our website. I mean, our Twitter page where we have our dance competition. It's something updated from that. And Mike's seen it. He's posted a lot of that stuff. But you're the only one. Mike's the only one that saw us directly on top of the Joint Chiefs page, right at the very top, saying, when we get a victory, when we restore order, we want a war victory. And it was signed Bo Scout Reb, and it was to Admiral Mullen and the gang. But that was February 16, 2011. Mike's the only one on Republic that posted that. He said, hey, you're way up at top. Yeah, that's right, because we're number one, and this is our national championship. That's who we are. So, yeah, Texas, they wrote to me, President Bush, 43, sent us three, because there's three of us, congratulations. It said, we're outstanding. Signed Laura Bush, George Bush from Crawford, Texas. He wrote to us here, Colorado. I showed it to federal agents, military, and they seen it, and they said, whoa, how'd you get? Well, we got to the top, but we couldn't get to Bush Cheney at the time. And we tried to get, it was at the end of 2008, because it was at the Joint Chiefs, it was General Pace was in charge, and we couldn't get through. And the last two administrations that took our phone messages got as far as the Secret Service, and now they're putting a file together. You hear that, guys, over at OSD? Get that file together. Get us troops here. I was talking to EAC, actually, the other day, and Ms. Santiago said, yeah, we're working on it. We got to get, I thought he said he sent somebody, but I said, Bubba would be screaming at me over the phone if they were there. So I don't know. This is four-day weekend time, because I already started hearing fireworks tonight. This already shoot. Where are they getting all the bucks for fireworks, right? It starts on the 30th of June now, and it's a four-day weekend, right?
Everybody, well, whenever people's liberties and freedoms are being squeezed out of them, you know, you tend to want to stretch out your holidays, I think, you know? And,
that's,
you know,
what
the hell are the cops going to do about it? Who's going to do anything about that, you know? Unless you got a fire ban in your area, you know, which they love.
No fireworks, dude. Fireworks are not allowed in the city limits.
Not allowed in the city limits, yeah.
Everything's wet down pretty good, so they can shoot off fireworks. Everything's wet down the last couple of days. It'll rain tomorrow, too, for the weekend, so there's plenty of airborne stuff going over. And we're just waiting for the real fireworks, U.S. troops, and we're going after 911 bastards. Like it says on the Public Broadcasting Facebook page and Twitter,
Red.
We don't want that red nightmare. That was a big hit. I've seen links for that.
Reb, where
red
are
nightmare
you? Where are you, Reb? Colorado Springs?
Oh, well, no. We're just south of downtown, you know, in
Denver?
The Lakewood area. Lakewood.
Lakewood?
But, it's near Denver, yeah. But I'm saying Colorado Springs. No, we're not there. But we got an agent down there who's, like, checking in and telling them 911, stay the hell away from us. They're not listening. Going to take force to put them in their place.
Well, Reb, I want you to gather up some forces and put them in their places. We got to get to some other calls here for the end of the show here. Thank you, Reb.
Real quick, V. Did you see the guy that got his neck broken in New Haven, Connecticut, I believe, in the back of the paddy wagon? We'll cover that probably next week, and I'm sure it'll be making the rounds. It just happened, and they're already suing him. They got Benjamin Crump as their attorney, so you know it's going to be hot fire. Yeah, they broke his neck and then dragged him out of the paddy wagon like some incompetence down at the jail intake.
Uh-huh.
We'll cover that later. Poor kid.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he's paralyzed. Not a good look, but...
Oh, wow.
Let's go to the... Go to the calls. I think Pat's got a quick comment, and then James had one more thing to offer here.
Hey, go ahead, James.
Quick
comment.
Let's get James real quick. Go ahead, James.
Real quick.
Yeah, I wanted to wish all you guys happy 4th of July, and maybe Reb can get us a 155-millimeter gun, and we can fire it, as long as we have Miller beer to drink. It's a good deal. So.
Well, there you go.
All right. You take care. Thanks,
all right, thank
Kelly.
You.
Bye. Bye.
Happy 4th of July. All right. Let's hit up Pat on line 3. Yes. Go ahead, Pat.
Okay. All right. What I wanted to say was, if it hadn't been for G.W. Bush, we would not have that Supreme Court anti-abortion decision because he nominated Alito. And the Democrats came against him so bad, his wife left the room crying. And the Lord told me right then, he will be seated and the decision will be reversed. You can thank G.W. Bush for that. Because if they thought, I guess maybe Roberts came out on our side because he's afraid they might try to impeach, what's his name, black guy. Because, you know, they're trying to say, his wife is too
Clarence
political.
Thomas. Clarence Thomas.
Thomas, right, yeah. But Thomas took his lip out and he said, Supreme Court will not be bullied. Thank you.
That's 155 millimeter Clarence Thomas, G.W. Bush right there.
And he didn't, I thought I told everybody this, I guess I do, but Bush didn't cheat over Gore. They were cheating on him. And he fought for getting...
Oh, yeah, Florida recount?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I love it. Yeah, the Democrats, they'll punch you in the face and say, ouch.
No, they were punching those cards out. They were punching the cards out. They were caught by the Orlando Sentinel punching out whole pages of cards. See, the machine would only punch out one, but they were punching out just eons of them, you know.
Pat, like that's fake news. Hanging chads. Hanging chads, Pat. Come on.
Yeah, they made hanging chads because they were punching out bunches of them at one time. Charlie Reese, Orlando.
It's like you got your hole punch thing, and you're trying to punch like 30 pages at once, but
yeah,
you know, once you get like 15 in, they're not going all the way through.
Yeah, wow. and something else. I mean, you had to register Democrat or Republican, and everybody wanted to vote for Reagan, so they wanted to switch from Democrat to Republican, and they would let us, huh? And I called Washington, and she called me, she said, why'd you call Washington on us? I said, because you're not letting people switch parties like they want to. I said, well, she said, well, they can just come out and vote whatever. I said, no, it's snowing. And she said, it's not snowing. I said, it's not. Next day it was, because I lived in a barn-shaped house, and I couldn't see the windows kind of pointed up. Yeah. So, hey, GW is not the worst thing that could have happened because
glad. That's what we were saying, Pat, is that, you know, the good old days of the Bushes when, you know, they get made fun of. You got the Dan Quayle. You got, you know, Dick Cheney.
Dan Quayle's not bad. Nothing wrong with Dan Quayle. Dan Quayle never did anything wrong except that he voted for the genocide treaty or something. I still don't understand that. It's very complicated.
No, he misspelled potato. But what did he vote for?
That was the literal old English way of spelling potato. See, they came after him so mad because they're afraid he's going to be president. Oh, that would have scared the pea turkey out of him. And so they said, okay, Dan, what if your daughter turned up with an inconvenient pregnancy? And Marilyn said, she'd have the baby. I said, we need him. We need a woman like that in the White House. He's not too old yet, is he?
Well, there you go.
Oh, well, anyway, I was there. I saw it. I was in Florida. You can't tell me anything. So I'm glad that he put Alito in. Alito, when they came around his house and they're going to, harass him, he played him Christian music. Yeah. So that's...
Yeah, you know, have a, like Fox News blaring at the maximum volume on your entertainment system, just going 24/7. Yeah. Yeah, that's the kind of stuff I do.
And Pat, you're our Florida Texas connection, right? What part of Florida were you in? Were you Panhandle or?
Yeah, Panhandle, Panama City Beach.
Panama City Beach, beautiful. Is that up by
I could see the water from the third floor, but I know you can't now.
Oh yeah,
I'm sure you can't now.
Is that by Pensacola? No, that's just
pretty far away. That's pretty close.
Panhandle of Florida.
Yeah,
that's nice. I worked all up and down that 155 millimeter.
I worked all over that place. Hurricane hit in 2018. Man, I could not believe what happened. I just couldn't believe what it is. And nobody wanted to acknowledge it hardly. It was really weird. And they never recovered. In Panama City, they never recovered. A lot of places haven't. They went out of business and never came back. Sad. But and another thing about GW, okay? He was different because he had a baby sister who died as a baby, and it hurt him a lot. It really did. So, you know, give him some slack, y'all. Yeah, we could have done a whole lot worse.
Yeah, I make fun of, you know, little G-Dub, but frankly, those were the good old days of an actual puppet president that wasn't going to let people... He wasn't going to let people push around his agenda. He had an agenda. He was informed. It's kind of like Trump.
Well,
he knew what he wanted to do.
Every time we had Ann Richards, Richards was constantly in Washington with her hand out for help because we had a natural disaster. And she was an alcoholic. She was a lesbian. So when she left, she went to California to marry her honey.
Hey, Ann Richards.
Well, don't we have Nancy Pelosi?
Yeah, I mean, geez, I'll take Ann Richards.
Texas,
yeah.
We're talking about. And Texas has a lot to make up for. We started a war. There wasn't one. She's dead.
Pat, we have run out of all time for the show. Thank you. Thank you for calling in. We can continue this discussion some other time, but thank you for calling in. Guys, definitely had fun tonight. Thank you, Mike, for chiming in. And, yeah, to the rest of you, you have been listening to an episode of the Red Pit Hardcore Radio Show with me, host V. And remember, in the land of surveillance, man with third eye is king. So educate yourselves.
Tune in next time to Red Pill Hardcore. Keep it real. Take the red pill.
Let me ask you something. When my wife's father has introduced me to stogies, what is she going to say?
Tune in next time to Red Pill Hardcore. Keep it real. Take the red pill.
Say hello to my little friend!
Conan! What is best in life? Crush your enemies, see them driven before you, and hear the lamentation of your women.
That is good.
That is good.
Tune in next time to Red Pill Hardcore. Keep it real. Take the red pill.
True winner.
And I get the green light from Mom.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.